Sudanese police have fired tear gas at anti-government protesters after hundreds of demonstrators blocked a road in the center of the capital. The clashes came amid an uneasy calm in Khartoum 5 days into protests against rising prices. Clashes were also reported in several other cities between riot police and protesters who called for the fall of the government. The opposition says at least 22 people were killed during the unrest. The government, however, put the death toll at 8. The protests erupted last week after the government increased the price of bread from 1 Sudanese pound to 3. The opposition coalition says several of its members were arrested. Sudan is mired in economic difficulties, including soaring inflation and an acute foreign currency shortage. African Affairs expert Lawrence Freeman joined us earlier with his take on the anti-government protests in Sudan.
Following the dictates or diktats of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank, and these organizations have told the Sudanese government that they have to follow the laws of the world macro marketplace, and therefore they have to cut subsidies, and they have to put the Sudanese people through pain and suffering so they meet the criteria of these international organizations so that they can be part of the international community with the illusion that at some point they'll be allowed to function as a part of the international financial community. This is a mistake. They should break from the IMF and World Bank. They should leave these organizations, and that the measures that they're carrying out could lead to regime change if the people continue to protest at the level they have. The policy of the West since President Bashir took office in 1989 has been to remove him. And they've had various regime change schemes that have so far failed. They have to leave the IMF, World Bank, Western model. And the other model that is working in Africa, of course, is the Chinese One Belt, One Road.